is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly. This is hour number two. You are connected to USAprepares.com. With us this hour, Joyce Riley joins us. Joyce Riley, welcome.
Thank you so much. I feel like I missed out on my buds in the last hour. I really hated that. I was lonesome.
Well, we held a spot for you. Joyce Riley's with us from thepowerhour.com. Sam Bushman's with us from Utah. Welcome, Sam.
Thank you, sir. Delighted to be here. I just want to let everybody know, though, on the top of Salem Radio News, they didn't even mention a single thing about the trucker strike, and I kind of think of it was blocking the whole freeway, and congressmen and senators were getting drug out and citizens arrested and handcuffed. We might know about it. Now, FoxNews.com says it's not the event we thought it was. There was only 6 trucks leaving, and so I looked on Drudge, and they have old news on there. They don't have anything modern about it either, and so to me, I'm telling you, is unless everybody in the news doesn't realize it's going on. Now, I called the police department in Washington, D.C. and asked them if the freeway was absolutely clogged with truckers. And they said, what? What are you talking about? And I said, well, listen, I'm from the media. And they said, oh, that's not happening here. I don't know what you're talking about, sir. So, you know what? Everybody knows it's going on but Sam Bushman, I guess.
Wow. I am sorry. I'm sorry to hear this. I am sickened. I really am. I want to see something happen.
Then what you got to do is you got to find 1 million Americans to put $1 a day into something that is transparent, and we need to have $1 million a day, and I bet you we'll get the media attention with that.
Oh, I think you're right. I think you're right.
We would have $365 million a year, ladies and gentlemen, to make sure that our voice is heard. I bet we could organize, too. Do you think we could, Joyce?
I think we could. You're talking $365 a year for somebody to pony up. Now, is this realistic for people to be able to do you think?
More realistic than each trucker on an independent scale going to spend several days and $10,000 to get their truck to D.C. to shut down traffic and get their truck impounded, yes.
Good point. Good point.
Sam, tell us how.
Number one, we create businesses that join the Give Me Liberty Fund. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. And I'm not just trying to promote my own solution. You can look at the members of the board. This is Larry Pratt, Gunners of America. It's Chuck Baldwin. It's Jim Clymer, who's one of the leaders of the Constitution Party. There's a variety of us in this movement here. It's called Give Me Liberty Fund. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. You can see the board members. We basically want to collect less than $1 a day. So $30 a month, it's really $360 a year, less than $1 a day for liberty. Now, the founding fathers gave their fame and fortune and sacred honor. We don't even want that. We just want less than $1 a day. We're not even talking about what a mocha costs or a coffee costs or whatever, way less than that. And what we're saying is we'll put together a plan. We'll be transparent with the money you give us. We'll fund constitutional and liberty-based projects, and we'll be transparent and show you where we spend the money. What we're going to do in exchange is we're going to let businesses be part of the Give Me Liberty Fund for free. And then we'll advertise and promote them to our members. The members will get discounts on products and services from the participating businesses, creating a win-win-win situation. I'm submitting once we get this up and rolling, you'll get more money back than you spend, Joyce.
Okay. I think the potential of what could be done with that is staggering. The potential is staggering. Now, we have to do something. We cannot continue to do what we have been doing in the past because guess what? It's not working. It's brought us to where we are today, and that is right in the middle of the problem.
I agree 1,000%. Now, really quick on this truckers thing, the last point that I want to make is, Joyce, I agree with you 1,000%. If we could literally get organizations like the bikers, like the truckers, like the a bunch of different groups together to peacefully assemble in the nation's capital with a list or a series of demands, of expectations, we could peacefully bring all kinds of people together. And if you had tried, tested leaders that were there, such as Oath Keepers, such as Sheriff Mack and the Constitutional Peace Officers Association, such as the American Family Association or whoever else. I mean, there's dozens of patriot groups that you could get together. And if you really put all those people together and you said, Sam, here's a one-page briefing on what we're doing. Here are the people who are involved. You know what? We want you as the media to come. We want you to cover the event. I would be all for that kind of solidarity, that kind of a solution, that kind of a peacefully assemble, push for a redress of grievance plan. What I'm not for is a faceless, nameless, confusing thing that's going to get nobody any further along in terms of liberty and get everybody in trouble. I'm not for that plan. If you want to go to Washington, D.C. with your gun loaded and cocked and locked and ready to go, I'm not with you. On the other hand, if you want to truly go and show that we've got, you know what, 50 talk show hosts that are part of this, we're all going to go and talk about it live at the nation's capital. We're going to truly, you know what, have folks from different states get together and go into their congressmen and say, hey, here's the things we need you to do and here's why. If you don't obey or do what we say, we've got $1 million a day being raised. Here's a bank statement from our bank account showing we got $50 million in the account. Buddy, we're replacing you, my friend, if you don't cooperate with the proper role of limited government and the supreme law of the land. I support that 100%, 1,000%. But when someone risks getting their truck impounded because they're causing clogging down D.C., when someone's asked to shut down America, I say I don't want to be part of shutting down America. I want to help restore the greatest nation in the history of the world to its proper role as a leader based on moral views in America today. I don't want to shut down America. Do you? That's
no.
Their claim, though.
No, I do want to find out what we can do. What if we were to do a program one day and literally have people like, and just a solution program, having Dr. Stan Monteith join us, having, asking Alex to join us. What is the solution? Coming
Absolutely.
Up with something and find out what direction we can go to. Or are we going to be showing our cards to all the bad guys out there who want to know what our next step is?
I don't care. We're not afraid of our solutions and the steps to restore the republic peacefully. They can know what our agenda is. If we have the greater numbers of the American people, they simply cannot stop us. I think there's two events that I've been part of that I really believe are some of the greatest solutions, and that's why I'm delighted to be part of them. One of them is the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association event that took place in St. Charles, Missouri. You were there, Joyce. Vince, you were there. We broadcasted live from there. We literally had dozens of elected officials standing up telling how they're supporting the proper role of limited government, how they're keeping their oaths of office. It was something to behold. You know what? You had people of all different religions, all different races standing up together saying, hey, we care about America. We're going to work together. They're not going to divide us anymore. And we're not talking about wannabe dreamers. We're talking about elected people doing this. That was a tremendous event. The next event, last time we were all three together, was at the USA Prepares.
Yes.
Expo. And I'm just telling you, that's a preparedness expo. It's people getting together for solutions. And man, when I was there, there were hundreds of people there. You got more people at that event than you're ever going to get trucks to this event. And it was a solutions-oriented event that I'm delighted to be part of. Vince, when's the next one, sir?
Well, we're looking at April next year, and we have not picked the exact date. Now, but I'd like to share that there are four of us on this broadcast. Mike Parsons from Tennessee is with us. And Mike was at the Get Prepared Expo as well. And Mike is a USAPrepares.com instructor. He's the Menha. He's a farmer. And welcome, Mike. Where'd Mike go? Well, okay. I guess. I guess we lost Mike. All right, anyway.
I think he fired up his diesel and he's heading to D.C., buddy.
Listen here, Bushman.
Well, just like everybody else that says they think it's great, but they're not going to be part of it, right? That's the problem in
America. Well, hold it. I've got some breaking news, and then I'll tell you about the expo.
Okay.
During the top of the hour break, one of our instructors called up and said he was on Interstate 44 heading east, and he saw an F-150 pickup truck. It said Washington, D.C. or bust. Veterans, truckers, and bikers, War Memorial cleanup crew. And that was just a few minutes
ago. But let me stop you there for
a second. Yeah.
That's the mixing of these legitimate events that are happening. Glenn Beck's in charge of the Let's Clean Up the Monuments in D.C. crew. I got an email on that from Glenn Beck and those guys. That legitimate peaceful solution is real and happening. What I don't like, though, is these trucker fake wannabe trucker guys leading this event pretend they're part of that, and they're not. We don't have any proof that these people are all working together, sir. They should be, and if they were, I'd be more aboard for that solution. But I bet you if you were to call Glenn Beck up, though, and say, hey, are you working with General Lee on this Shut Down America plan? I bet he'd tell you no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, you sure got to burr up your saddle today, didn't you, on this, Bushman?
Yes, wow. I did, and I'll tell you why. Because I believe it's going to intentionally put the Patriot movement in an intentional bad light. And I want no part of it. And the more we distance ourselves from it, the more credible we appear.
I just wish we could put together enough money to send him to an assertiveness training course.
That's
all right. There was a
yeah.
There was a man in his personal vehicle, an SUV. He was traveling along, and there was a bike accident, and a bunch of bikers behind him pummeled this guy, put him in the hospital. And one of the guys involved in pummeling the operator of this personal SUV was a cop, a New York City cop, and he infiltrated the Occupy Wall Street movement. He infiltrated this group of bikers, and he is a guy playing both sides. And what happened was he was found out to be someone who was trying to incite violence. So here we have a legitimate group of protesters, and then from the cop side, from the other side, one of them was infiltrating the peaceful demonstrators and trying to get them to incite violence. So, you know, we have to be very careful who we work with, because that could be happening right now. And it could give all of us a bad name. Just by one guy, one provocateur from the other side coming to our side and inciting violence.
I think somebody ought to create the Twerkers for the Constitution website. You know,
oh, man.
That's what we need. Come on.
Twerkers are your thing. Twerkers and this trucker strike, you are really stuck on it, aren't you?
Yeah, it could be twerkers and tweakers are all working together.
but think about, Joyce, think about what he just said. Do you know how much money could be raised?
Well,
I'm not literally suggesting we're doing it.
Sam on a startup. But,
all right. Well, I'll get a hold of Miley and see what she says.
I want to see you twerk. I don't need Sam twerk. We'll be back. Oh, I'm sorry. Not my show.
This is USA Prepares.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Joyce Riley's The Power Hour. Sam Bushman's with us. Liberty Roundtable. Mike Parsons from Tennessee has joined us. And Sam, you were talking about Miley Cyrus.
I'm just saying truckers are twerking.
Well, wait a minute. But Miley Cyrus has gyrated millions of dollars in free advertising.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
I meant generated.
She sure done both.
She did. She gyrated millions of dollars in free advertising. Now, had the truckers enticed her to be part of their operation, it might have been massive.
Yeah, sure. You create a new tune called Twerking for Truckers. You're saying.
I don't think there's enough money
back
in the
Mike
world.
Part.
No, never mind.
Yeah, yeah. Welcome back, on. Mike Parsons.
Thanks, Vincent. I dropped off there. I thought that there was a need for another line for Joyce to come on, but I didn't realize you guys have got everything under control and additional phone lines are not a problem.
We're actually so thoughtful.
It's Mike Parsons. And we have with us Keith from Missouri. Keith, you've got a solution to the situation in Washington, D.C.? We'd love to hear it.
Good morning, Truth Seekers. The concept is called civil RICO. It's part of a Title 42 action, and apparently as a civil action, it does not need the go-ahead or the approval of Justice Department as a criminal RICO would need. And in the case that Joyce had talked about a week ago with the Florida homeschool family who's being attacked by the Florida Attorney General, the counterclaim would be against the Attorney General for trying to deprive them of rights under color of law by enforcing regulations that really don't exist. They're being threatened with upwards of 10 years in prison for not having proper attendance records and for putting their own records together. Well, they're the parents of the kids. They're the only ones there to put together the attendance record. Someone's saying that's not good enough. The civil RICO says your behavior as a civil servant is not good enough, and go after them for massive fines, and as a RICO action, once they are, if the other side is convicted of racketeering, somebody would lose their law license.
I think you're exactly right. I think that's one of the solutions for America. And by the way, Tim Baldwin and Jim Clymer, both constitutional attorneys, and Matt Shea, a third constitutional attorney, they're all three very well-known, time-tested patriots. They're on the Give Me Liberty Fund board. And one of the plans with the money is to create a legal team to do exactly what you're talking about, sir. I concur 1,000%.
Well, see, now we have something with teeth in it. Because you have to be able to go back after the other side. And the same thing would work over these overactive cops that, either tasering little kids in a classroom or doing body cavity searches on young women on the side of the road just because they think they can get away with it. These people need to learn that they don't need to be wearing a uniform, wearing a badge, carrying a gun, and attacking the public.
He's absolutely on target, ladies and gentlemen. That's what I'm talking about. We have plenty of solutions. We just need money and organization to make it happen.
Thank you,
Keith,
sir.
How close are you to Springfield? Keith, how close are you to Springfield, Missouri?
About 5 hours.
Whoa.
Okay. I was going to suggest that we meet Monday at Ziggy's, Sunshine and Glenstone, for a meetup where Dr. Judy Wood is going to be presenting. It's a live teleseminar about where did the towers go. But if you're in the area, we'd love to see you Monday nights.
They're into the state, but that's a good place anytime that folks are down there. And a meetup group is a great way to get things done.
Mm-hmm. And we encourage meetup groups all over the country. Joyce Riley, Keith, did you have something else you wanted to add?
No, just to thank her for her guests. And this is a new show for me to listen to. But we do need to work together, and putting together a group that has some financial background and the ability to do a fairly good-sized class action with some seasoned attorneys, this would be tremendous. We don't have to do this all on our own. The other thing I would suggest is also get a hold of Alfred Adesk and stick him in with the group, because he has some good background information as well.
Good point. Good point on Alfred Adesk.
Good point.
Thank you all.
Keith, thanks so much
for being
with us. Thank you. We've got Joyce Riley, the Power Hour, Sam Bushman, Liberty Roundtable, Mike Parsons from Tennessee. I'm Vin Finelli. We're explaining who we are. We're talking about the trucker strike, and I've got some thoughts. Sam, you asked me about the expo. We'll talk a little bit about that when we come back.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Now, folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sam Bushman's with us. Joyce Riley's with us. Mike Parsons with us. And, Sam, you had asked me a while back about...
Hold on, there's a news flash. There's a million trucks on I-495. Yeah. A million of them, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just saying. No, it's not true. Just don't believe it. It isn't
You know what? Let me just say something. I don't think Pete Santilli's going to have you on his program anytime soon.
He ought to. He'd get some ratings. It'd be fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Go ahead. This is really, Vince's show.
By the way, I invited Pete Santilli on the radio with me, and he won't go, though. And he's still welcome, by the way. And I will be polite to him, even if I disagree with him. I'll give him a chance to say what he wants to say. I will ask him a few hard questions, to be fair. For example, did he show up at the event he was the leader of? If he's not the leader, why is his name on the domain? Kind of thing. I'll ask a few hard questions, but I will be polite, and I will give him a chance to articulate what he wants, and I hope he can put together something that's logical that I can say, you know what, I'm in. I just don't see that to be the case, but I hope that's the case, and the invitation remains open with a guarantee of a polite interview.
Well, all I can say is I hope your wife doesn't bring up at dinner, hey, how did that trucker strike thing go? That's all I can say. Man,
Vincent, sir.
Whoa.
Well, okay. Sam, you and I and some others met after the last expo, and we're talking about what's next. And I want to share this. I believe there are three types of preparedness expos in the country. There are local ones, community events, and maybe surrounding counties come. Less than 1,000 attendees. Great, great way to go. Then there are national ones, which have multiple large events per year, and they draw guests and exhibitors from what I would say over 10 states would be a national event. And then there are other events where the government gets involved, and that would be FEMA, the Community Emergency Response Team, Ready.gov, the Fire Corps, and the Citizens Corps. And Citizens Corps is involved. It's Homeland Security. So there are three types. There's the small local ones, and I think we should support them. I think there are national ones with that draw from more than 10 states, and I think we should support them. And then there are the government partnership types with FEMA and other government agencies, and I'll name them again: FEMA, Community Emergency Response Team, Ready.gov, the Fire Corps, and the Citizens Corps, which is Homeland Security. I personally am not interested in being involved with anyone who's involved with them, because they let us down over and over and over. So here's what we're going to do. Our expo, the next one, April 2014, I think we should do what we talked about privately. That is in-depth training. So this would be breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and seminars. Very few exhibits. Not a big exhibition. And the last time we had 83 seminars over a 2.25-day period. I think we should get away from that and have one seminar at a time. In-depth. So we show up. We have breakfast with the seminar speakers. We have seminars. We take a break. We look at the few exhibits that we have. And then we have another seminar in depth. And then we have lunch with our seminar speakers and leaders. And then we have dinner. So we have breakfast, seminars, lunch, seminars, dinner with the entire team. And that would give us the opportunity to meet with the faculty of USAPrepares.com. That would give us in-depth training rather than overview pictures of what we should think about. And we can then prepare for the future. So as I contrast this with some of the other events that are happening, I look at some types of training include living in the wilderness, sleeping on, gathering small twigs and leaves and putting them in a pile and being able to live in the wilderness. I don't think we're there. I think that our time is better spent looking at, we do have infrastructure, even without electricity. We still have homes. We still have hand tools. We still have business buildings. And we can survive without electricity. Now, the government can't. The government cannot survive without electricity. Period. Very interesting point, isn't it? The government cannot survive without electricity.
Wait a minute. Let me before you go any further, let me ask something. You talked about expos where FEMA comes to. Are you serious? I mean, who would want to be going to a FEMA-supported seminar in the first place? I mean, did you mean to say FEMA?
Yeah, Obama's going to help you get prepared.
Oh, my gosh.
Actually, I did. Well, here's what I'm saying. Let me just unfold what it takes to do an expo, and just in Federal Reserve accounting units. It takes about $50,000 to put on a large expo. There's television advertising, there's plane fares, there's travel, it goes on and on. There's food, there is the pipe and drape that's used between the booths.
Mm-hmm.
None of that is free. None of it. And it doesn't come with the venue. And then there's the rental of the venue. Then there's the $2 million insurance policy. And then there's security. And then there are people that you pay. By the time you're done, an event's about $50,000.
Wow.
Yeah, the radio advertising, the newspaper advertising, $50,000. Now, if you charge what we do as an expo promoter, we charge our exhibitors about $200 to be there. That doesn't, if you add it all up, it doesn't come even close to paying the bills. So what you do have to do is you have to charge the guests something. Now imagine having an expo like the one we do and not charging the guests. Now we offer scholarships, of course. If people have a hardship and they can't afford the $8, we're delighted to let them and their entire family in. But imagine having an expo where none of the guests pay any of their, we'll call it, skin in the game, their fair share, whatever you want to call it. If you don't have the guests pay, then you can't even break even. So where does that money come from? That's my question. So if an expo does not charge the guests to come in, they can't even break even. They can't even come close to breaking even. So where does that money come from? Now, I suggest it comes from other sources.
Well, let me say something. I remember when Dan Chittick, 10, 15 years ago, put on seminars that we all went to, expos. I don't know. Sam, did you ever go to any of Dan Chittick's seminars?
I didn't know.
Okay. They were amazing.
That's where I met you.
That's right. That's where I met you in Ohio. But, well, you know, we didn't, or Indiana, we didn't have, and he had the same problem. It was so cost intensive. It was so financially strapping. He finally stopped doing them. He quit doing them finally because it was just too expensive. And that's why I've admired you doing it and have supported you because, you know, anybody else that will do this, man, we need them because it brings people together. There is esprit de corps there. There are friends that meet there. There are probably, I don't know, people that meet at an expo and get married for all I know. I mean, there are things that, good things that happen at these expos. People get to sell things. They get to see what's out there. But, I mean, if you go to a free expo, oh my gosh, somebody with big dollars is running that whole thing, is running that whole operation, and you know it's got to come from, you know, the Fed dollars or the state dollars to do this because it costs so much for you to do this. I don't know how you do it. I would not want that nut to crack.
Well, you know, Joyce, here at our last meetup in Springfield, Missouri, which was last Monday, I asked the class, and there are about 110 people that show up on average every Monday, and I asked our meetup class, let's take a couple, let's name some of the largest companies in the United States. And so we went around the room, and it was Lockheed, DuPont, Boeing, Verizon, Cisco, Microsoft, and the list went on and on, very much like that, okay? And then I asked, what is the common thread with all of those financially successful businesses? And it was, they're all government contractors. Now, if you look at the independent businesses, even Dell sells to the government. So, and they're successful. And Hewlett Packard, if you look at the small businesses that don't sell to the government, they're really having a tough time, every one of them. So if you look at expos, here's my question. And I'd like to throw this out to you. If a person were in charge of FEMA and they wanted to figure out who we are, who we preppers are, because a prepper is someone who is independent-minded, someone who wants to prepare and take care of himself, herself, their families, their parents, their children, build community. They think that they really don't want to be under the control of the system, of the banks, of the corporations. They don't want the immunizations. They do love God and country and those kinds of things. And they're homeschoolers. So those of us who are like that are not part of the masses. So if we could identify who we are, wouldn't that be neat? So if we were in charge of FEMA and we had an expo and we could just get those email addresses and then backtrack to the person who has that email address, And let's say we pay $10 a head. Now, this is all speculation or all conjecture or all hypothetical thinking. What a coup that would be, wouldn't it?
Hold on. It's hypothetical thinking of the outline you give, yes. But the fact that they're spying on us and collecting every bit of our data, no. That's actual fact reported in the mainstream press, right?
Sure.
Well, I guess what I'm saying is you're not going off half-cocked, though. There's a lot of backing for your points, though, right? Mainstream press articles, even.
Yeah, like, how can we figure out who these preppers are? How can, what's the best way? What's the least expensive way? If we could, hey, what if we could get their names for $10 a piece? Would it be worth it? Well, that's the price of an expo ticket. So if a organization wanted to collect email addresses, give out free tickets, and then sell them, what a racket. What a racket. Think about that. So my point is there's no such thing as a free lunch, and it's impossible to put on an expo that has non-biased information, that does not share your email addresses and who you are with anyone.
Well, you don't take email addresses, do you? You don't track people, do you?
No, I don't like email addresses. I really don't.
Good.
And people have asked me for the names of...
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
today?
God, you're
take my. When you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, Joyce, to kind of answer your question, I received a call on Wednesday from a new listener, a new member of our class. And I take all the calls, and I try to answer all messages promptly. And he asked me, he said, I want to be on your mailing list, and I want to be updated as to, you know, what you're doing and where the expos and those kinds of things are. And I said, well, I don't have an email list for that. I don't keep one, and I want to maintain your privacy. Now, a long time ago, we gave out some free passes on the radio, and I sent them an email saying, this is your pass. We destroyed all that. And I don't keep people's names, and it's to our own detriment, because in this social media age, it would be much better for us with the expo to keep track of who comes to the expos. But I said, just keep checking the website, and I did that you're interested, but I don't want to keep your name and address in a database. Nor your email address. So that's kind of my feeling on that. But it's to our own detriment that we're doing it. And I'd like to thank someone who's very, very close to me. Sam, I know he's close to you. Joyce, the freeze-dry guy. You know, this broadcast would not be possible without his help. He has joined with USAPrepares.com. He's a sponsor of the radio broadcast. I buy my freeze-dried guy, my freeze-dried food from the freeze-dried guy. And as a matter of fact, he was scheduled to be on the air with us today, and he yielded so the three of us could be together. Very interesting, wow. Isn't it, Sam? Joyce?
Wow, that's amazing.
Yes, indeed. We love the freeze-dried guy. He does a great job. By the way, WorldNet Daily just sent a press release saying truckers roaring into D.C. now, so time will tell.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's
well,
not a joke.
I'm okay, but how many truckers?
Doesn't say.
Well, is it the ones that are rolling in there? Wonderful. Wonderful. Maybe we encourage them to get the word out. Maybe we are getting the word out.
If they do it peacefully, then we've achieved our goal, right?
Oh, now, wait a minute. We're going to take credit for it. Now, after we have been talking it down all day, we're going to take credit for getting these guys. Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Well,
yeah, they say the big rigs are invading Washington right now. Good buddy.
I'm thrilled.
I find it refreshing. I find it refreshing. No, but Joyce, there are a lot of people who listen to us. And they comment. As a matter of fact, Joyce, I'll bet you that the number one broadcaster in the world, as he proclaims himself, I'll bet you that he picks up the phraseology that you use on the Power Hour. I think people listen to us.
No question. And by the way, I'm not taking credit for it. I still think it's ill-advised, and I'll stick with what I'm saying for the reasons that I already articulated.
I think we pretty well know your position. I think we've got it down now. But, you know, I think that's awesome information coming from WorldNet Daily. I'm hoping it's true. Somebody on my that emails me says that they are watching the D.C. cameras. There's a way you can watch the traffic on the D.C. cameras, and said that as of when they emailed me a while ago, there was nothing there on the cameras that they could see. But if they're out there, I wish they would email me again at thepowerhour@thepowerhour.com and let me know if that's taking place.
All right, here's what it says. Truckers were side by side on the Beltway. They were blocking traffic until a Virginia Street State Police officer pulled them over. And after talking with the driver, the trucks resumed their speed at about 40 miles per hour. And I guess they were going 15 in the beginning. And they call it a trucker convoy traveling on the Beltway.
Now, tell me how you read that. Wait a minute. I want to know how Sam does that. Sam, how are you reading that headline, that story?
Well, I got one ear listening to you, uh-huh. And I got the other ear listening to my computer.
So you've got a computer that tells you the story then?
Yeah. Well, it's reading to me, and I'm...
It talks to him.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And, Sam, my question is, when they pulled over this trucker, that sounds like that image I saw, four trucks side by side, four, just four, and a whole bunch of cars behind them because they couldn't get around.
Lacking are the details that you want.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a big trucker strike. It really doesn't. And that's what we've been talking about for the last 4 hours. Joyce Riley.
But if it turns out well, I'm taking credit for it. Not.
I don't think we can be guaranteed of that one for sure.
Sam Bushman, Liberty News Radio. Mike Parsons is with us in Tennessee. Mike, thanks for being with us.
By the way, last report, they say there have been several accidents.
Oh, boy.
Sure.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.